Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for listening. We have so many interviews on ExitCoachRadio.com. It's almost astounding. They're listed by category, and you can search an advisor if you have an advisor in mind and you want to find out if you can find theirs. And our next guest has been on with us before, so we're bringing her back. Mayar Ghassemian of Ghassemian Law Group specializes in construction law, and that's, you know, you think, oh, well, that's a specialty we don't need to think about. But it is. It's if you're in the construction industry and you need specialists that work in there. And in our last interview, we talked about a lot of the pitfalls that are waiting for people in the construction industry. So we're going to go a little deeper into that. So, Mayar, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon. And thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm glad we can get together again. And we want to talk about some construction, what's happening in the construction world, and what should construction companies do to minimize their risk of lawsuits. But just give us a quick recap on your firm and what you do and who you help.
Yes. I have practiced construction and business law for 15 years. In my firm, we do both transactional and litigation, meaning on the transactional side, we advise businesses on their corporate structure, on the contracts they use every day, and various business issues that come up between partners or between them and their clients. On the litigation side, when people come to us and they have been sued or they have an issue that they want to sue, we help with that, taking the litigation from day one all the way through trial.
So everything from I have a grievance to I have somebody that has a grievance against me.
That's correct. And always the strategy is to minimize the cost through trying to resolve a case as soon as possible.
And so much can be done up front by meeting with somebody who knows where the risks are likely to be out there. So let's assess those and figure out which ones we want to prevent before they happen in the first place, right?
That's absolutely correct. And that's where our transactional practice concentrates on preventing the lawsuits or minimizing legal costs.
Yeah, law is one of those areas where it's like the old, remember the old Mr. Goodwrench commercial? It's you can pay me now or you can pay me later when things break down. So you can work with someone and say, let's do this right. Let's assess the risks. I know it's painful to pay service fees of any kind or legal fees of any kind, but let's pay some now and assess those risks and take care of those things so that they don't turn into huge, huge problems down the road.
That's true. The old adage, an ounce of prevention as opposed to a pound of cure, is very applicable in this situation because what they pay an attorney to set it up properly is literally a fraction of the cost. And on top of that, the headache and disruption of people's lives that comes about with litigation, which happens to more businesses than you think.
Well, and in construction especially, you have structures and something could go wrong with the structure. You could have vendors that aren't supplying the right types or the right quantities or the right quality of materials. And then you have people crawling all over the place that anything can happen to the people working on all these things. So it's fraught with risk right from the start. So what's happening in the construction industry these days? What do you see happening and is it picking up?
Well, we all can see that cranes are going up everywhere, structures are starting, and so it's an exciting time for the construction industry. There's a boom that is at its preliminary stages, but it's fantastic because it was so low-key for some time and construction companies were suffering. So people are getting busy. There's a lot of excitement. But hand in hand with that goes a lot of different types of problems. First of all, it's very hard to get awarded contracts for larger projects these days because there are bidding wars going on. So a lot of different companies bid the same project. And sometimes there are also unscrupulous contractors who would underbid projects just to get the award and then later bring in change orders and drive up the cost. So contractors and construction companies have to be very mindful of their bidding and how they bid. They can't go for the lowest because they have to have some margin, but they have to be very careful about the way they go about bidding for a construction project. And alongside that, margins are very low, which brings you to the fact that all the I's have to be dotted and the T's crossed, so the costs of correcting issues, which could happen later on, can be minimized.
Is that a key to maximizing your profits, is to make sure that it gets done right the first time and minimizing your go-back costs?
Absolutely. I can give you some specific construction-related issues. When a new project is starting and a company is contemplating in going into a project of whatever size, they have to make sure that, first of all, the corporate structure is intact and done properly so that if they get sued, their personal lives do not get endangered. Next, they have to think about the right amount of insurance and the right type of insurance to cover them if something goes wrong. And that's another issue that I'm sure a lot of insurance professionals have talked about on your program. After that, the most important thing is that they have the right contracts in place. Or if you're dealing with large companies that present them with their own contracts, that the correct provisions have been negotiated, because believe it or not, in a lot of situations, they can negotiate those. But they should probably talk to someone like an attorney who's had years of practice to negotiate those for them. And then we get to documenting the file. Things like change orders. Change orders are mechanisms by which when something happens during construction and an additional item has to be dealt with, the companies bring it on a piece of paper called a change order and ask that an extra amount of money be awarded for that. One thing that I see a lot of is that change orders do not get signed and later they get denied, and so the contractor is out of pocket on that.
Mm-hmm.
Other things as well, one of the easiest ones that everybody can do and should do is take photos during the course of construction. Everybody's got cell phones these days, and taking photos is an essential step in documenting the file properly so later on there is no room for things to come up and go wrong. And then one other thing that's my advice to all construction people is that whatever happens at the construction site and whatever deals you make out there, based on a handshake, go back to your office and send a quick two-liner confirming email that would say, this is to confirm what we agreed upon today at the construction site. If you have any questions about this, or if you disagree with these facts, please let me know immediately. Believe it or not, such an email is a good document that you can introduce to the court later on.
Those are great tips. And listeners, you're hearing this from someone who's on the end of defending people or litigating people about these types of situations. So take heed. So you said basically, to recap, make sure your corporate structure's in place and make sure that your assets are protected personally as well. And then make sure you insure where you can, negotiate any contracts or details that you can, and then document everything, including even those little handshake or discussions you have on the job site. It's easy to do with cell phones and emails and smartphones these days. So take a lot of pictures and paper those files. Those are great tips, Mayar.
Thank you.
Now, when we talk about maximizing the profit in a construction company in today's situation, we talked about, of course, one of the tips was do it right the first time and you'll maximize your profit. Are there any other things that can maximize the profitability of a situation beyond what we've just talked about?
Having the correct contract is of utmost importance. The right provisions in a contract can transfer the risk of a litigation from one party to the other. For instance, a general contractor has multiple contracts with their subcontractors, and they have contracts with the owner. If they have the right provisions, they will be able to avoid getting caught in a lawsuit that arises from a subcontractor's mistakes or breach of contract. They can transfer that risk to subcontractors. Also with the owner, if they have the right provisions, they can avoid additional issues that could come up later. So a contract is of utmost importance. It has to be done properly. It has to be done according to code. In California, there are specific provisions for construction contracts, especially if they are home improvement contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Home improvement contract could be a contract involving construction of a new home, so long as they have kept just one wall. And there are specific state-mandated language that has to be in each contract, down to the type, size, and whether it has to be in bold, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So contractors need to talk to an attorney who's been in the field and knows what they're doing to help them. Just this first initial step, do it right so they don't get into trouble.
This is not an area where you want to cut corners and go to the stationery store and get one of those contracts right off the shelf, right?
That's correct. And also a lot of people nowadays go to the internet. You can Google construction contract and there will be 1,000 hits. The problem there is that if you don't know the pitfalls, the legal pitfalls, then can easily get into it. So I always say you don't do surgery on yourself. Please don't do legal surgery on yourself and on your business, because mm-hmm. it could result in a lot of trouble later on.
Well, this is one of the problems of these days is that we have so much access to information through Google and through the internet. And then we think we're taking care of something when, in fact, we might be missing some of the main issues that may come up, and it may not even be the right contract for what we're doing, like you say. So, and the ultimate part of it is that if you get into trouble with that contract, someone's going to have to be on your team who understands what it says in the first place. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. The issue with contracts is that usually people sign contracts, they go get the job done, and issues, especially in the construction field, do not arise until years later. There's an outer limit of 10 years for bringing certain construction claims. So a contractor or construction company can be on the hook for 10 years for mistakes they make. If the contract is not done properly, they may not even hear about the problems until a lawsuit happens 9.5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So it is extremely important to be cautious up front in light of the fact that the margins are low and in light of the fact that it is so hard to get good projects. Just be careful what you're doing. One mm-hmm. other thing I wanted to mention, Bill, is that you don't necessarily have to be a construction company in order to worry about these issues. If you are a small business that's in any way involved in construction, then you need to worry about this. For instance, one of my clients has a string of 3 auto dealerships. And what they wanted to do was to renovate the dealership, and basically they demolished all three buildings, and they were building for a $15 million contract. And what I did for them, I made sure it was the right contract and the right provisions were in there.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because you just changed my thinking and made me realize that you don't just represent construction people in the construction industry, but people that are going to undertake a construction project, and they need an attorney who's, you know, you're going to be given agreements that you're going to be asked to sign for that project, and you need someone who understands the construction industry to review those documents. So I'm so glad you brought up and expanded my thinking, and hopefully our listeners' thinking, for anybody out there that's facing a construction project.
Yes, thank you. Well, yeah, it's important to think about it that way. It's so much happens so quickly when you want to do construction, whether it's a custom home, whether it's a commercial project. People are busy in so many different things, from choosing what type of construction they want, to choosing the materials and the contractors, the architect, possibly construction manager if it's a larger project. All these things happening at the same time, people do not give much thought to the contract, which is the most essential document that will control their rights and responsibilities years later.
Brilliant. Well, you know, it really makes sense to anyone out there who's got construction on your mind, whether you do it or whether you're going to have a project done or you're contemplating some kind of a construction project. This is not something that you want to take necessarily to a general attorney, because it's got its own language, it's got its own risks, and so many things can go wrong. You really need a specialist who can look at it and go, oh, well, this is missing this clause or that clause, or we're not going to accept this or that. Right off the bat, somebody who looks at it daily and knows what they're looking at, and that's Mayar Ghassemian. Thanks for joining us today. How do our listeners get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, www.mayarlaw.com, or constructionattorneysoc.com, or they can look me up on avvo.com, and that's a website that rates attorneys and doctors, and I happen to have the highest rating there, and they can look at my client interviews there as well.
So Mayar Law is M-A-H-Y-A-R Law, listeners, or what was the other one, Construction?
AttorneysOC.com.
Perfect. And I know where to find you, because I see you at Provisors meetings all the time, and Provisors, of course, is a huge organization that has all kinds of trusted advisors that are linked together. And Mayar always gets very, very good comments from other advisors who have referred people to her. So your reputation is golden in that group.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your good words.
Mayar, thanks very much for joining us again. It was very interesting. I'm glad we took the time to go deeper into this, because it opened up my thoughts, and hopefully our listeners are hearing that this is a specialty area they need to come to. They need to come on someone like you when they're getting any kind of a construction contract, so that they can get a thorough, good review and really protect themselves. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I've been talking with Mayar Ghassemian, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions, so you can be well planned. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.